91X News.
It's 13 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Charges are on the way for an 18-year-old man and a 16-year-old girl after a party got out of control this morning in Belleville. Police were called to Bradley Crescent near Victoria Avenue around 1:30 and found people fighting and drinking underage. The man was brought in for fighting, while the 16-year-old girl allegedly spat on an officer and was holding liquor. The lineup for another big music concert in Belleville will be announced this week. Officials of Big Music Fest 2012 say the event will be held at East Zwix Park after a one-year hiatus. Mix 97, Rock 107, and CJBQ will have the official announcement of all the rock stars Friday morning. The former political advisor accused of killing his wife outside their Manitoba home says he knew police would consider him a suspect after she was slain. Chinta Puxley has more.
In his fourth day of cross-examination, Mark Stobie says he volunteered some information to police because he knew they would have to eliminate him as a suspect. Stobie told a police officer he had a life insurance policy for his wife, Beverly Robotham, but it had been canceled. He says he didn't want police thinking he had been, quote, loading up on insurance before she was killed. Stobie is accused of killing Robotham with a hatchet, then driving her body 15 kilometers away and bicycling back to their house in St. Andrews. Stobie has said he fell asleep while his wife went out for a late-night grocery run and woke up to find her still gone. Shinta Puxley, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Two 13-year-old boys learned the hard way that warm March weather doesn't mean warm water. Fire officials say the mild temperatures prompted the boys to go for a swim in the Welland Canal near Niagara Falls on Tuesday afternoon. A woman walking her dog spotted one of the boys pulling himself onto a bridge while the other was still in the canal. Fire crews used a boat to rescue the pair, who had mild hypothermia. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation is permanently shutting down slot machine operations at racetracks in three border cities. The closures come in the wake of a sweeping OLG plan to expand gambling in the province to help pay down Ontario's $16 billion deficit. Part of the plan was to close underperforming gaming facilities in favor of opening new ones closer to potential customers, including Toronto, and expand slots beyond racetracks. It also axed a revenue-sharing agreement with racetracks to give them a cut of the slot profits, which the horse racing industry has warned will put thousands of people out of work. U.S. President Obama says he's determined to halt the bloodshed in Syria, but says military intervention there could prove disastrous.
The president and British Prime Minister David Cameron discussed humanitarian aid to rebel areas and perhaps a new UN vote, but agreed one way or another the Syrian carnage must stop.
The fastest way to end the killing, which is what we all want to see, is for Assad to go.
However, Obama cautioned a peaceful resolution would be far better than military intervention.
A more peaceful transition, or a soft landing, rather than a hard landing that results in civil war and potentially even more deaths.
He acknowledged military plans are being drawn up, but added the Pentagon plans for everything. Mark Smith at the White House.
That's 91X News to 403. Here's Austin Mackay with 91X Sports.
Thanks, Keenan. Four Canadian teams hit the ice tonight as the NHL inches closer to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Start calling them the Shooting Stars as Dallas has flew its way up the standings, going 9-0-1 in their last 10. They face a Winnipeg Jets team that has 6 points out of eighth. The Phoenix Coyotes will be on the prowl in Vancouver. Both teams are both coming off losses. Bottom feeders Edmonton and Columbus go toe-to-toe in an all-Canadian showdown, with Montreal making the short trip to, with Ottawa making the short trip to Montreal, take on the Habs. Other games have Colorado and Buffalo, and Detroit and Anaheim. 24 of the league's 30 teams will be on display tonight, with 12 games on the sked. The Toronto Raptors plan to build off a win last night in Cleveland. The Raptors are in New Jersey to face a Nets team who will be without their top two players, Deron Williams and Brooks Lopez. The NBA's top two teams tip off against each other tonight in Chicago. The Miami Heat will hit the court, but Derrick Rose won't be. The Bulls' best player was hit by a car and is out of today's lineup. Other games around the league see Orlando skip over to San Antonio, and the fifth-place Indiana tries to keep pace with the fourth-spot Philly. Free agency has started today, and the signings are already coming through. Detroit made history, signing Kelvin Johnson to an 8-year, $132 million contract, becoming the highest-paid wide receiver in NFL history. Vincent Jackson signed in Tampa Bay, and a meeting between Peyton Manning and the Tennessee Titans is reportedly going to take place in a secret location. Remember to send us your Team or League Sports via email at sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x Weather.
Well, we've got another great day out there, but it might not last. Right now, it's nice and sunny with a high of 15. Tonight, there is a risk of thunderstorms before the morning and a low of plus 2. Thursday, we should see some sunshine with increasing cloudiness in the afternoon and a 70% chance of showers. Once again, a risk of thunderstorms late in the afternoon and in the evening, a high of 14. Friday, the showers are going to stick around. We'll have a low of +9 and a high of 18. At 4:06, it's 13 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Austin McGuy. News is next at 5.